Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of New York Is This Way, the podcast designed to get you around New York, literally, figuratively, through a range of subjects and topics. If you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast and you've been listening, please subscribe. If you like what you're listening to, please share. So in this episode, we're going to talk about bodegas and bodega safety. It's a very interesting news story recently here in New York City, that bodega owners are, many number of them are taking firearms training and applying to get their concealed weapon permits so they can be armed, because there's been a lot of bodega robberies of corner stores and places like that past couple of years. And you know, there was one incident about a year ago where a bodega owner was attacked and he defended himself and ended up killing the suspect, and he was charged, but then charges were dropped because there was such public uproar against the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So this is a real issue. And so that was, like, I think really stood out, with that so many bodega owners like, hey, I need to own a gun so I can protect myself. You know, a baseball bat isn't enough, or some kind of other weapon. And it's understandable. People, you know, even though, you know, we hear that, hey, the numbers with some crimes are going down, but I think still there's a perception, especially depending on where you live in neighborhoods, that crime is really out of control. So I think there's a, you know, you want to debate public perception versus the actual numbers, and I mean, you can have a really long discussion about that. But perception matters. So I think there's a perception there. And the reality is, you know, you turn on news reports, you hear anecdotally from friends and family, you see for yourself, your own observations, your own experiences. You know, public safety is a big issue. So I understand the reason why bodega owners would want to be armed. Look, if I owned a bodega and I was, you know, especially the one that's open late at night and by myself, or, you know, I'm like, I feel like I might need some extra protection. But do I feel comfortable that there's going to be even more armed people in New York? And this is even, I'm not even having a discussion about gun control and gun control law. I'm talking about specifically about New York City. And I'm talking about a densely populated place where people can fly off the handle easily. And things can quickly escalate. And even having more legal gun owners feel like creates the opportunity, a possibility for there to be bad things to happen, unexpected things to happen. So that concerns me, because what if something's perceived the wrong way and things could quickly go south in some of these situations. But these owners, they have a right to want to be, you know, safe. And look, bodegas are an important part, an essential part of the culture in New York City. You know, we call them bodegas, corner delis, it doesn't matter. But it's a central part of the city's culture. And it has been romanticized over the years, especially by transplants who've moved from other places and settled in New York. And, you know, how many bodega cat pictures and memes have you seen online? And who doesn't like bodega cats, right? They're amazing. They work hard. They do a good job of running the store. But I feel like the bodegas have changed the past few years, because there are a lot of bodegas, not all bodegas, but there are a lot of bodegas that are operating jointly as bodega/smoke shop, as in the legal marijuana smoke shop, because there's been this whole long process about legalizing marijuana, which has been legalized, but the licenses for places to do it. So in the meantime, you've had lots of illegal places pop up. There are a lot of bodegas and corner delis that are now sort of slash smoke shops now, and that seems to draw a lot of negative attention, because obviously people think, oh, there's tons of cash there, and there's some products there that I want. So that seems to draw a lot of, and there's been a couple of incidents. I think there's this past weekend there was a murder at a smoke shop in Harlem, and there's been quite a few of these incidents at these places around the city. So I think that the And because, so you have this sort of like area where, like, I know there's certain places where years ago I wouldn't hesitate to go into a bodega. Like, oh, I need a bag of chips, I need a soda, I need, you know, I need a pack of batteries for a dollar. But now it's like certain bodegas, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go there because it's like, it doesn't look too kosher. So I think the culture around that has changed. And I think that the state and the city have, you know, there's been this weird void where, like, here's this thing that's supposed to be legal, but it's not quite legal yet for people to for businesses. So there's only a handful of places, so other people are, the legal places are jumping in to fill the void, and that's causing, and look, and people who are looking to, like, do bad things, they don't really care what a place is. If they think there's money there or something that they can get, they're going to go there. So I think that's causing a lot of the issues. But bodegas are essential, man. Like, where else can you get a great bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich? And of course, when it comes to many issues, people look to the mayor of New York City, currently Eric Adams, but in any time they look to the mayor of New York City. And there was a Quinnipiac poll that says that Eric Adams' approval ratings are the lowest that any mayor has had since they've been doing this poll. And it's like around 28%, I think. And they've been doing this poll for like almost 3 decades, which is great. So he's, you know, very low approval rating, a lot of dissatisfaction with the current mayor of New York City. And let me just say that, first of all, I want to, like, within context historically, it's, 'cause there are a lot of issues in New York City, but believe me, there have been times when New York City has been in a much worse state of affairs than it is now. So why is it now that people are so down on New York? Yes, there are issues, but there's also a lot of good things happening in the city. I mean, it may be difficult for some people to see that, and like in my personal feeling, I feel like the city, I feel like something has become disconnected in the past few years, especially since the pandemic. I think this just isn't, you know, about New York. I think there's been a social unraveling, like the social contract, the way people interact, the way people deal with each other. And I think New York City, because we're all like on top of each other, something has kind of shifted in the city. So, but why is people looking at the mayor saying, this mayor is absolutely, why does everybody, like, have so much dissatisfaction with the mayor? And why do so many people think the city is, like, in the pits, even though it may not be in the pits? It may be not as great as it was just 5 years ago, which is interesting because it was just 2018 that New York City, I believe it was 2018, 2017, that New York City hit a record low in murders not seen since the 1950s. So we're talking like the Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason, Alice to the Moon. I mean, we had decades and decades of just crime going down. I mean, rent's going up, but crime going down. Kind of like go hand in hand. But then you had the pandemic, and then you have everything that comes with that, and then, you know, other people will tell you, it's this and that, it's bail reform, it's these other things, it's certain policies, it's certain, so there's a whole bunch of things you can have a big discussion about. But I think the dissatisfaction is really disappointment. You can look at other parts. You can look at the fiscal crisis of the 70s. Look at the other parts of city history where things were bad and people were really down. But people kind of said, oh, look, the city's broke. Everything is bad. The economy's bad. But look, even though inflation has been kicking everybody's butt, the U.S. economy is strong. Unemployment is low. Even though New York City has not really rebounded from the pandemic as the rest of the nation, the unemployment rate in New York City is still pretty high. You know, lots of parts of Midtown and office districts are still kind of empty during the weekday. And also people are upset with the mayor because they don't like how he's dealing with the migrant issue on either side. There are pro-migrant people who think the mayor's doing a horrible job, and there's people who don't want the migrants here who think the mayor's doing a horrible job. So everyone is just upset with the mayor. He hasn't been able to satisfy anyone. And then, and of course, on top of that, he has this cloud of federal investigations into his campaign financing. But I think the reason why there's so much dissatisfaction is because there's disappointment. Because people, we've experienced the city at its best. wreck it, low crime. Everything is all, you know, cool. You take the subway late at night. Don't worry too much about it. I mean, you have to be vigilant, of course, but you don't worry too much about it. But now there's just a lot of worry about everything in the city. Rents are still getting higher and higher. It's getting harder and harder to find places to live. It's, like I said, unemployment rate in the city, especially for what they can call low-skilled workers, is really high. So I think people, like, we know we can be better. We know the city can be better, and it doesn't feel like there's any, like, anyone to try to mold it, put everything together in a cohesive way and say, this is the way, this is how we get back. Like, this isn't about getting to some utopian version of New York City. This is just about just getting back to, like, 5-6 years ago, where there were issues, of course, but it was like, okay, we wasn't as worried about all these things. So that's why I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction and just disappointment from native New Yorkers, people who have been here a long time, people who maybe even visiting New York. But New York still has a lot of things, has a lot to offer, has many great things to offer to everyone. From people who live here, to people who are visiting here, to people who are going to decide to move here, transplant. New York has a lot to offer. But we deserve better. And we need better. We deserve cleaner subways and safer subways and buses. And let me just go off. I don't know who's the person responsible with the MTA for when they buy buses, but these, I don't know if you know some of these new buses, like these electrical buses, the, you know, electric battery buses, whatever. Why are they so freaking small? Like this, like I don't understand. Like, but yeah, there's so many things. Like, I think New Yorkers deserve better, and I think for too long New Yorkers we've kind of just, when everything, kind of said, oh, this is just New York. This is how the way things are, and then I think we got to the point where we're like, wait a second, it could be better, and I think the quality of life has decreased greatly in the past few years, from crime, to noise, to just everything. E-bike fires, e-bike battery fires. Every time you turn, there's an e-bike battery fire. There's, you know, if there's people, you know, speeding on sidewalks on electric bikes and scooters and mopeds. So I just think there's just a lot of going on at the same time. And of course, the mayor, he's the chief executive. He's the main guy. So of course, people are gonna be like, "Hey, you fix it." So, and I've said this before on this podcast. I'll say this to anyone: New York is a resilient place. Anytime you begin to count New York out, anytime you begin to write New York's obituary, put the pen down. New York can rebound, and it will rebound. It will be, you know, but. Right now, you know, I think it's okay to feel like, okay, what is happening? Like, where's the real, like, leadership? Where's the real confidence boosting rhetoric and decisions that we need? Right now, it doesn't seem like there's a vision for the city. And you know that old proverb, without vision, the people shall perish. Without vision, the people of New York City are just going to get upset and angry. And many of them are going to move away if they can. So we're all just looking for, like, I think, a path forward to something better. And a really good bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. So if you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it. And if you would like to email me in the podcast notes, you can contact me. Let me know what you think. Hopefully it's something good. I'm Glenn Mann. Thank you for listening to New York Is This Way. Take care of yourself.